Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A friend of the woman found dead in a Fall River pool Tuesday night says a 9-year-old boy told a lifeguard on Sunday that the woman never resurfaced after she splashed into the pool from a slide. The friend claims the lifeguard promised to do a pool check, but never did. An investigation is underway to determine whether Marie Joseph lay in the water for 2 days. WBUR's Fred Tice reports the parents are concerned about the lack of supervision at the Fall River pool.
Maria Pitsley says she's been at the Veterans Memorial pool with her kids every day, including Tuesday. That night, after the pool closed, Marie Joseph's body was found by boys who jumped the fence to sneak in a swim. The boys called 911, and EMTs rushed to the pool from the fire station across the street. One thing that puzzles Pitsley is that hours before the boys found Joseph in the deep end, that part of the pool had been closed to swimmers.
What was strange about it is the day that her body floated up, they had the slide area, that area closed off. And to me personally, I think they know more than what they're stating they know, because why every other day the slide was open besides that one day?
Another mom playing with her children on the fields next to the now closed pool, Griffin Perez, says she asked why the area of the pool next to the slide was off limits.
I was told it was closed down due to shortening of staff.
Perez says at any given time, 4 to 6 lifeguards are on duty. It sounds like a lot given that this is just a normal sized public pool, but she thinks there should be more given how many children are there on any day.
The other thing I don't get is the lifeguards pull people out of the pool every hour or 2 hours to do a 15-minute check. They make everybody sit outside the pool for 15 minutes. How did nobody see anything? They blow their whistles, make sure that everybody gets out of the pool, but they don't physically look in the pool.
Nope.
They just make sure there's no heads bobbing around in the water, and then they just walk away.
Yep.
Perez says there's always a park officer and a Fall River police officer present at the pool. On top of that, she says several staff members are in the pool office at any given moment. Maria Pitsley says from the day the pool opened this year, the teenage lifeguards were not doing their job properly.
They wasn't watching. The young kids were all swimming in areas that they shouldn't be in. They were jumping off into the pool, which is supposed to not be allowed, while the lifeguards were just worrying about each other.
Pitsley says the Department of Conservation and Recreation should hire more mature lifeguards. 2 Fall River health inspectors and the entire pool staff have been placed on administrative leave. 24 state pools have been closed until they can certify that all the equipment is working properly, all procedures are being followed, and all lifeguards and pool managers are certified. DCR Commissioner Ed Lambert says most pools should reopen tomorrow. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.